There's just so much more to hear.
Download our podcasts at DubaiEye1038.com.
Sanooj Sharif is here from the ARN News Centre. Nice to see you, Sanooj. The UAE's tax authority is urging businesses to pay excise tax by November the 15th. Now, by my reckoning, that's 3 days' time. So it's more of a reminder because a month's passed since excise tax came into effect, which is the point of view following the story today. So what more can you tell us, first of all?
Well, we know that on the 1st of October, the UAE introduced excise tax, which saw the price of tobacco products and energy drinks rise by 100% and that of sugary carbonated drinks by 50%. Now, the Federal Tax Authority is reminding businesses about the deadline to file their reports, their returns rather, which is by the 15th of every month. And this means the first collection since the implementation of the law is due to take place this Wednesday. Now, as end consumers, we tend to buy the goods directly from retailers, but there are several other players in the chain at the back end. And the question which, you know, comes to mind is, whose responsibility is it in order to register for excise duty and to file the returns? And to understand more about this, I spoke to David Daly. He is partner at Argent Gulf Consulting. And he said the responsibility lies with the entity which brought the goods on shore. And he also explains who within the company is legally liable.
It might be a retailer. It might be a wholesaler. It might be a manufacturer. It depends on a case-by-case basis. Now, within that entity, the person who's ultimately liable is the manager of that legal entity. Which is always written on the trade license, unless there is a POA, a power of attorney, put in place, which delegates it to another person. Within the entity itself, it is likely that responsibility for managing the process, be it the reporting of the numbers to the Federal Tax Authority, or be it managing the physical stock, that's likely to be somebody on the operations side of the business. But ultimately, the buck will stop with either the name on the trade license or whoever has been appointed via a power of attorney.
And Sanooj, what about the penalties and fines that are in place for not meeting the deadline or not filling those returns in on time?
Yes, according to the Federal Tax Authority, those who fail to submit their returns on time will face an automatic 1,000 dirham penalty for their first offence. And 2,000 dirhams if this is repeated within 24 months. Now, there's also a late payment penalty of 2% of the unpaid tax, and this tends to add up in case there are further delays. And even incorrect tax returns can incur a penalty. So, which means businesses have to be careful about filing returns on time, managing records correctly, and even managing the movement of stocks, because apparently that's one area that some firms tend to ignore or something that they are not, you know, completely aware about. And David Daly from Argent Consulting has this advice for those companies or stakeholders who are just getting into the excise duty domain.
You must have an external audit of your stock for the day that you go live. So on the 30th of September, people who are going to be interacting with excise needed to have done that day an external audit by a third party that would sign off on their stock levels. I'm aware that quite a lot of people didn't. They weren't aware of that. Now, there were two Federal Tax Authority seminars on excise duty held through the year. I was at both of them. And the reality is a lot of companies just didn't go. They weren't incredibly well attended, and they should have been. And I think that is primarily because people did not believe it would happen. People did not believe excise duty would happen, and it has.
That's the point, isn't it? So the UAE's tax authority, the FTA, urging businesses to pay excise tax by November the 15th. Came into effect on October the 1st.
Yep.
Sanooj, wasn't it? That's one of the stories that the ARN News Centre, in particular, Sanooj Sharif, for considering today. Good to see you. Thank you.
Thank you.
Appreciate it. It's 12 past four. Another story that we've been looking at today, and we will be covering the air show later. Richard Dean's been down there. We'll also be talking to the Mohammed bin Rashid Space Centre, who are exhibiting, but that's later on. Right now, Expo 2020 here in Dubai is going to use electric vehicles at what is being billed as a mega event. It's partnering with Nissan, which recently unveiled its new Leaf model in Tokyo. 300,000 units of these electric vehicles have been sold worldwide so far. So the car's going to be available here in the Emirates in 2018. It's going to be part of a 1,000-strong fleet that Nissan will provide for the Expo. So we've heard from Expo's Senior VP for Business Development and Integration, Manal Albayat, who told us what the vehicles are going to be used for.
on the site itself, whether it's now and in preparation for the countries as they come in, the 180 countries as they come in to start building their participation in this expo. In terms of the event itself and during that six-month period, our needs in terms of moving employees, in terms of moving VIPs, there are a lot of requirements for people movement, including moving people on the site from one location to the other. Because if we look at the site, the gated area is about 200 hectares, and we want to make sure that the movement of people is seamless.
That is Manal Albayat, who is Expo's Senior Vice President for Business Development and Integration, talking about the electric cars they're going to be using. It's going to be the Nissan Leaf. There's going to be a big fleet of electric cars as well for Expo 2020, and they'll be here next year.
Yeah, if you think about that, and the new taxis that are on order, the electric cars as well, so many going to be on the roads by 2020. It's going to be a lot of them to see. Just,
do you know, I'm going to have to get rid of my gas guzzler. Yeah, no, I was just moaning. I get accused of moaning, and I don't know why I'm not moaning. I'm just going to have to change cars. I keep thinking
Eventually.
I think sooner rather than later. Everything. Do you know, while you were away last week, we were talking about electric cars and hydrogen cars, because it's the motor show on Thursday.
Yes.
So we were chatting about that on Thursday afternoon, and they're coming.
And they are coming.
It's like next week.
You've
not
got a bit longer
year.
Than the people in California. That's the main thing. But just, we were talking to Sunil Chiri from the Aaron News Centre about excise tax. And just on that note, we do have the VATman feature on our website. He's been fantastic. We've interviewed him a few times, talking about all those changes. He's answering any of the frequently asked questions. There's a guide to VAT registration. Just if you want to have a look at that, go online, dubaii1038.com/VAT registration. If you look on our website, there's a homepage and a feature box. You'll be able to see it there. But if you have any VAT questions, he is your man.
Yeah, it's really interesting because we get so many questions whenever the VAT man is here, or Basim, as actually his name is. But there you are.
No. He is only the VAT man.
He
now.
Is just the VAT man. Yeah, I know.
He has a name.
Do you think he's got that on his business? He has got that on his business card.
See?
Fantastic.
It's sticking.
Talking of celebrities, which we kind of were, but this is very much one of the world's big celebrities, I think. The heavyweight champion, Anthony Joshua, has been in town. I think he's still in town because apparently he loves Dubai.
I thought you were about to talk about Jennifer Lopez then. I was like, interesting. Wasn't expecting you to go there.
No, J-Lo, no. I was like, A-Jo, I suppose you'd shorten Anthony Joshua too. He's going to be on Sports Tonight this evening, 7 until 7.30. Robbie has been talking to the heavyweight champion of the world. Not the unified heavyweight champion, to be fair and to be absolutely correct, but as far as I'm concerned, I wouldn't fancy being punched by him.
No, you wouldn't call him A-Jo to his face just in case he didn't like it.
I think he'd like that.
Might do, but Robbie has come back slightly enamoured. I think he does think he's a great character, and he's just a fantastic interviewee, so looking forward to hearing all about that later.
Yeah, that's on from 7 o'clock this evening, and apparently a really good guy, which is a nice thing to hear.
There's just so much more to hear.
Download our podcasts at DubaiEye1038.com.